I'd like to call a meeting to order, please. Give on the roll call.
Ms. Anderson?
Here.
Mr. Van Cast?
Here.
Ms. Jenners? Mr. Davis?
Here.
Ms. Graham? Ms. Hanson? Ms. Neal?
Here.
Anyone move the minutes read from last meeting or have a motion to dispense of the reading?
Make a motion to dispense?
And approve.
And approve?
Have a second? Been moved and seconded. Give on.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Van Cast?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Ms. Neal?
Do you have any public comments on the items on the agenda?
Good evening. Hello, my name is Mary Jones. I'm a resident of Watson, Louisiana in Livingston Parish. On the agenda tonight, I see that limited access cards are listed, and I'm very interested to hear about what Library Director Giovanni Taro has to speak about this issue and what it entails. I think it's a step in the right direction. By offering parents the option of limited access cards for their own children, it shows Livingston Parish Library's willingness to compromise and work with concerned citizens in the community and allow them to make choices for their own child without trampling on the rights of other parents. Hopefully, this will be a choice and option for parents and a solution to what some say is a problem. Let's see if that will be good enough. If the issue is really about parental rights and protecting children, the library is giving them what they want for their own children. If the real issue is not parental rights and the parents' own individual rights and more about censorship, I guess we will find out at the next board meeting. As we have seen in St. Tammany and Lafayette parishes, it's not really about protecting children. It's about censoring the rights of others, targeting of books about or written by historically marginalized communities. It's about using fake library controversies for political gain, and it's about money. I would like to remind the citizens of Livingston Parish that we have an award-winning public library system that I, for one, as a resident of 44 years, am so very proud of. Led by a group of hardworking professional librarians devoted to service of their communities. Our library has traditional offerings such as books and programs, but we also have non-traditional materials including mobile hotspots, telescopes, and museum passes. I checked out the cake pans to make my own specially shaped cakes at home. The library strives to introduce new services to meet the needs of the growing parish, for community members to pursue dreams, explore new passions and interests, and find their voice. On our website, our director has written that it has been proven many times that libraries have a profound impact on the communities they serve, and I agree with him. Our libraries are instrumental to our parish, and I applaud the librarians and our library board for a job well done in making the Livingston Parish Library one of the best systems in our state. Even as obscenities have been thrown your way at these meetings and harmful rhetoric has been said about you on social media, you have shown integrity and grace. Thank you for everything you do for our community. I hope we all have a wonderful year. And as I stated, I'm looking forward to learning about the new access cards later tonight. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Anyone else?
Hi, Abby Crossey. I'm here. It says underneath the new business. This is a surplus inventory approved for disposal of the items. Who is the company that we go through to auction off our disposable surplus?
Can you respond, I guess? We use the website called GovDeals, GovDeals.net. It's an approved auction website that many public agencies use.
And what's the percentage that they get?
They they charge the buyer 10%. They don't charge the client.
And do you know if there's any way possible that there could be like some kind of intergovernmental agreement with the surplus inventory being able to be used in Livingston Parish facilities? If that's at all possible, because we have some schools that we could.
When I get to that agenda item on the, when I get to the item on the agenda, you'll learn that the few items that we're trying to dispose of are actually malfunctioning. They're all functioning. They're all printers, no working microwaves, broken refrigerators. So we're not asking to dispose of anything that's working.
No, I'm talking about furniture or anything like that.
Yeah, anything like that.
So is there anything in the process that y'all do, have furniture and stuff like that?
Not very often, because we have this work.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Anyone else? All right, go to the next item, unfinished business.
So, if you remember, in our November meeting, present their findings on moisture in a few of our locations where we wanted to replace the carpet. However, prior to the installation of the carpet, we discovered that there was moisture in the slab, and it was recommended that we mitigate that before we have the new carpet installed. The board asked the company to provide us with a quote, which they did. The company is listed on the list of state contracts, so it's been pre-approved by the state for moisture mitigation. You'll see in the packet that the Walker Branch would cost the likely $119,730. And we need moisture that the open sprinkler branch cost us $84,240. Now, it is not only related that you remember, the situation cannot be avoided since it's been discovered. And so, whether we replace the property or not, the moisture has to be addressed because it may lead to mold and other issues that are going to be much more expensive to correct. So I must make a work to approve the required mitigation procedures so we can get the slab sealed and moisture taken care of in those branches.
Do
I
have a choice?
Just a quick question, just for the public's record. We did discuss this morning that this is not a Band-Aid, this is a complete mitigation, so this problem should not, come to us 10 years from now either. Okay.
Are the board members asked that same question at the last November meeting? Yes. That's what the company said.
Any more discussion? Have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the work that's outlined in the quote.
The move and seconded. Jeremiah.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Bagnas?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yep.
Ms. Graham?
Yes.
Ms. Anderson? Oh, sorry. Ms. Neal?
Yes.
All right, new business. Service.
In your packets, you will see the list of items that I am asking the board to approve the proposal via government-approved auction. We have four non-functioning or non-working WPS batteries. We have one broken microwave, one broken meeting room refrigerator, three cell phones that were tied into a lightning strike, two laser printers that are not working, and one broken water cooler. If the board approves this list of surplus items, how we will to list the values at auction in three moves. If knowing by the designers, we'll list them again. If they don't sell second time, we'll dispose of them.
Have a motion to.
I'll make a motion to just to dispose of these options, of these items at auction as presented.
Second.
I'll second.
The move is second, will you give mine?
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Graham, yes?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yep.
Ms. Graham?
Yes.
Ms. Neal?
Director of the board.
If you remember at the last board meeting, the member talked about trying to address concerns of our citizens and basically try to basically offer parents a more informed approach as to the selection of materials for their children. And so as proposed, we suggested that we can adjust our system to where if you are a parent of a child that's, let's say, younger than 12 years of age, as a parent, you can ask the library and we can restrict that a child's access to one of your teen resources. If you have a teenager at home, and you want to restrict their access to the adult materials or the adult collection, you can do that as well. And we've been working on it. Since that last meeting, we have almost, or Jennifer has almost completed, or we still need a little bit of time to complete the open configurations for waiting for the vendor to complete their final savings. So as projected, we're hoping to introduce these settings to the public by the end of this month, hopefully, and then at that point, if you are caring for your child, then in your other branch and you're trying to check out the material, the system will prompt you to make a choice. And at that point, we will present a parent a little guardian with a card that they have to fill out, at least their name and child's name and their account number, and choose the selections. No restriction or select the restrictions they like. And that, so that's the proposal. So, we don't require a vote. It's mostly basically an update, just to let you know where we are. The our approach, like I said, is to offer our parents an opportunity to make informed decisions about their children's selection of materials.
Okay, so quick question this morning, just learning here. This morning we also talked about, there's a way that we can track nationally and statewide or parish-wide the amount of these specific books or any book that is checked out. Is there any way you can provide the board those statistics so we can see the circulation in these books to see how often they're even checked out? And if not, maybe we need to look at our readout procedure just to make sure we're doing, we're keeping updated books inside of our libraries. And also, there's a part in the policy and procedure of our libraries that states that we should not circumvent what schools are doing. And so we also want to make sure that we coordinate with our school board officials to make sure we're not providing any education that's already taught in schools or that is redundant in our public school education. So that's just two things I would like to have is just the statistics nationwide on those books being provided and circulated throughout all 50 states, since you said that's possible, and also state and parish-wide to see just specifically what, how often are these books being produced? Because even if that's the case, we may not even need to go through this whole process of having a restricted access. If restricted books are not being checked out frequently, why do we need to go through a system of having this in place? And why do we even need to have these books in our libraries if they're not even being circulated throughout mandatorily or majoritarily? That's just me asking a question.
I believe we have asked GMI to look into that system because of the some sort of solution if a parent wanted to be very active in control of this and assert additional parental control, so it's not something important to your household, and it's not something you have to worry about.
It's very important to my household. The question is, let's see the statistics on this issue, because if somebody is checking out a book, what's this card going to limit the librarian from checking out? Why is the librarian checking out books that they deem inappropriate in the first place? So most of the time, children are unaccompanied when they're going to the library or either with a parent. So this is just another added process. If the books aren't needed, what I'm saying is, if the books aren't being mandatorily circulated, why are they in our libraries? Because that's also a part of our policies and procedures in the binder, is that we represent the culture of our communities. So if this is not an issue for our communities, then it shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. It's like going and reading a book about Indian culture. If majority of our representatives are not Indian, then we don't need to have circulations of Indian books in our libraries and systems.
What?
That's just something to think about.
But if one is...
Giovanni has already instructed that if one is, there's a proper procedure that we can order a book if somebody goes. That's a part of the democracy. If somebody wants a book, they can go and ask for a specific book as it pertains to whatever they need. So I think we just kind of got to get back to the point of allowing people to choose kind of what they want. It's just a question to ask, what are we doing and what can we do? Because if the book is not asked for, why is it there?
You may have some student in our reading, so when I was talking about libraries relying on different resources for collection development, I meant that we're looking at what circulates elsewhere or what the vendors or publishers predict may circulate. Sometimes it says most highly circulated or checked out facilities. We may not have that information for our library because we don't have that book yet. Now, specifically, I guess I can run the report, but you have to keep in mind that we have over 300,000 items in our collection. So I can run the report that will show you all 300,000 titles and how often they were circulated. So I can show you the top 1,000, like top 10,000, however, you know, that report can be run. But making a decision on circulation alone is not an appropriate, or not a traditional way to make collection development. And like sometimes the book will sit on the shelf for years, and then it will check out. Sometimes someone writes a book, and the publisher projects that maybe it will check out. If it doesn't, then all of a sudden the book is made and the book is added on to it. So our goal is to also make educated decisions to predict sometimes and project public interest. Also, predict and project their interest in what may be important to them, because as librarians, we kind of have to stay neutral in what we offer to the public, because if we start making decisions arbitrarily based on our kind of subjective perception of what the community member wants, then it kind of creates censorship, I guess, up front, on the front end. I don't disagree that we have to be attuned to the needs of our community, but also we have to keep in mind that is quite diverse. Is there any particular book specifically that a board member of the public is concerned about and want to see the circle, and they want to see the number of circulations from that particular title? Of course, we can make it, yeah, we can run the report. We just need to know what particular title is in question. So, you know, like I said, I can run the report and produce that file.
Just the books that's in question, Giovanni, because these books seem to be causing a divide in our community. That's something we can't, I mean, it's something that we just need to stop. That's all I'm saying. And to be neutral means that we can't decide what books our community members need to read and what they don't, because you can't say we have to remain neutral but then decide what books they need to read. We just need to remain neutral and allow the representatives of the community make those calls ourselves. That's just me. I think that's just common sense. It's common marketing in Fortune 500 companies. If something doesn't sell, you take it off the shelf, period, end of story. The same thing with our books. Taxpayers are paying for it. If it's not selling, if it's not circulating, let's remove it off the shelf. I'm done.
Can I ask
you
to speak to the second item? May I speak to your agenda item? My name is Eric Zane for 24411 on Harris Lane. What
because on the Canopy app, I'm looking at it from the card that, from a card that belongs to a 9-year-old, and it's still wide open. How would you limit that with the iOS card?
So I believe we had a discussion this area. I believe we have limited access. Canopy allows you to control the child's access to adult materials on adult rate. When I say adult, materials that are produced for adults. You have to know the specific item you were trying to see, because I think we've done, if the account is properly restricted on Canopy.
It's the Canopy app is very easy to override. Any age child can just click and say yes, I'm this age. The just pulling it up blanketly, I'm looking at some titles that even the titles are inappropriate. And I thought that you had formed a committee to vet these, but they're not, they're still there.
We're the members of the challenges, but the reels requests, the ones that you submitted, the titles that you submitted to us, we're able to lock it down. I'd have to look at the account or I'd have to look at the card to make a proper and clear and educated determination as to what's going on. I think, and also to answer the question, the new restricted access card can also allow a parent to restrict their child's access to digital resources. So if you so choose, you'll be able to block their access to online resources.
Okay.
So it brings more access.
Since Ms. Sandifer was allowed to speak after public comment, thank you.
Wait.
Oh, I would just like to address a few things. Canopy, as discussed at the last library board meeting 2 months ago, has parental controls. Any parent can already go in and control what they want their own child to see. So if you do not want your 9-year-old to see something, then you as a parent are responsible for that. Maybe I want my 9-year-old to see. And we can have a discussion about sexual health or whatever. You don't know what's in my family. But as to several things that Mr. Davis said, correct me, Mr. Davis? Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you. First of all, the library created these, to my understanding, these limited access cards as a public response to what the community wanted. That was their answer, and it serves that purpose. Obviously, and I don't fault you because you don't have a library science degree or a background. I mean, or do you? I don't know. Pardon me if you do.
I have wisdom and knowledge, ma'am.
Thank you. That's great. But wisdom and knowledge plus a library science degree are what 17 of our librarians here in Livingston Parish Public Libraries have. They have a collection development policy, and they follow that collection development policy. And thank God, because if we did not have an Indian child, and I don't say Indian, I say Indigenous person or Native American, or Indian American, those are not the only types of people who want to read that book. My child, as a white child, would love to read about Native American Indigenous people. You don't just have books that reflect your society. Dr. Rudinson's bishop said books are windows, mirrors, and sliding glass doors. I want my child to see herself and be able to step through that door and explore other worlds, other cultures. Because when you step outside of your community and your culture and your world, you learn to be more empathetic people.
Can you tell me where this and everything since we have, since she brought this up, Ms. Jones, I have an Indigenous son. He's actually from the mountains of Guatemala. They speak Sutu Hill, Piche, and 21 different other Mayan dialects. Do we have books that cover that? do we have books for those regions? Because there was over 10,000 children being adopted to the United States on a yearly basis from Guatemala before it was closed down. Now, do we have those books to cover for all the indigenous children in those 21 different Mayan dialects?
They do have a request form that you could order those books. They have library request forms.
But since it's an open door and open your mind and everything else, it should already be here because there's millions from other countries here. I just want to know if we have those ready available for them. Since it was mentioned, I thank you for bringing that up.
Ms. Abby, I believe that is correct. I think we have a misunderstanding on that. There isn't every culture representative. What I meant by that is from a form of business. If things are not selling, you get rid of them.
Right, it is not a reading collection.
That's all I brought to. So don't just point out two things that I said. And that whole culture, that whole continent is Asia. You don't need a library science degree to learn that. But what I'm saying is just simplistic. Our community does not need to be divided on this issue any longer. It doesn't. Somebody has to take a stand and say our community does not need to be divided on should children read sexually explicit material. It's just common sense, ma'am. And you can go watch many, many documentaries of what pornography does to children at a young mind. You can go watch it and see what happens to our country when that happens. And we've had state legislators who've made decisions on the behalf of their state. St. Tammany and those other parishes that you're mentioning, you can't do disregard their representative. They're representing their people. And we have to be
graphic books that are in the library, because even Jeff Landry at a meeting 2 weeks ago said there are no books in any Louisiana library that meet pornographic statutes. Jeff Landry, our attorney general, said that on the record.
That's great, but he doesn't live in Livingston Parish. He does not represent every library, and I guarantee you, love the man, respect the man, he has not visited every shelf in every parish of this state.
That's why
so some things we can't generalize.
That's
we can't generalize. But to my board members, this cannot, Mr. Tarr, in order to get back to the business of our community, educating, getting back to the community resources, and being what a library should be, this discussion is not worth our time. Our children matter. We can go look up statistics of what pornography does to people. We can look at the recent murders in Idaho. We can look at the recent murders of Ted Bundy. We can go back many of times. This is not an issue or a hill we need to die on for freedom of sex, period. Let's get back to educating children properly. Leave sex at home.
I'm going to close this.
Close it.
All day in Springfield, Branchstall, and
we've been monitoring the development situation at the old Springfield branch where the back of the building, and I have already mentioned it, where the back of the building because of the slope is slowly eroding, approaching the building's foundation and then goes into the chill yard, and the soil erosion is causing the slab to shift and create cracks in the wall of the chill yard. And so I'm currently talking about the city and its company and rescue the designer to see what can be done to prevent this erosion and potentially fuel the back of the project to make the wall work so we can combat the fuel that we mentioned before and prevent this from exposing further speech capture and then protect the foundation of the building. Once I have some reports given and potential quotes to present to the board, I will present to you to present a plan of action and then ask for permission to proceed. I just wanted to kind of report the situation, so when I come to you, hopefully next meeting or after, you will be able to
get your review.
If you look at the back side of the building, you will notice that the slope is very sharp, and so we're trying to prevent this from kind of filling up. I'm waiting for reports, for actual reports from landscapers, and from our facility maintenance company. So, this is kind of a brief, I would like to be glitching middle, but I don't have any more.
Who are the landscape architects?
We haven't hired anyone. Our facility maintenance company is just open to different people, just trying to get information.
Okay.
that we knew who the companies were that was working.
We don't have any contracts or anything to get into the company, which was kind of, the facility maintenance company is doing this to make it to me.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor of adjourned, stand up.
That's not.
I forgot.